Donald Trump announces plans to attend Army-Navy football game and call with service members. By Nick Gilbertson on November 28, 2025. President Donald Trump confirmed that he will continue his long-standing tradition of attending the Army-Navy football game during a call with service members on Thanksgiving evening. A soldier who identified himself as Army Sergeant Major Anderson asked the president who he would bet on if he had to wager on the game. "That's a terrible question," Trump joked. "He'll get me in so much trouble. But I'll tell you what I will do, I'll be going. One of those teams is having a spectacular year. They're both doing well, but I'll be at the game, and I'm going to let you know right after the game who's going to win," he added. The rivalry matchup between the Black Knights and Midshipmen is set for December 13 at M&T Bank Stadium. Trump has attended the game as president or president-elect 5 times, including in 2016, 2018, 2019, 2020, and 2024. Last year, then-Vice President-elect J.D. Vance attended the game alongside Trump at Northwest Stadium in Landover, Maryland. Trump and Vance met with Daniel Penny at the game. Below are videos of his coin toss ahead of the 2020 game and observation of the national anthem in the 2019 contest. "That's going to be a good game, and you're going to be watching it," Trump told Sergeant Major Anderson on Thursday. "That's a place where we get a lot of cheers when we go in. We won the military vote in the largest number ever gotten by a president, by far," he added. Army has won 6 of the last 10 matchups between the teams. However, Navy, coming off a 31-13 victory last year, holds more all-time victories between the two teams in games dating back to 1890, at 62 to Army's 55, thanks in large part to a 14-year winning streak from 2002 to 2015. There have been 7 ties throughout the historic rivalry. Trump has regularly attended sporting events in his second term, including Super Bowl 59 between the Kansas City Chiefs and Philadelphia Eagles in New Orleans, the Daytona 500, and the Ryder Cup. Most recently, he was on hand for the Washington Commanders vs. Detroit Lions football game at Northwest Stadium on November 9.